Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. You've got to listen to me. How can I say it well enough for you to believe me? You are an overcomer. Repeat after me. Oh, hold on just a second. I'm making a huge assumption, and that is not always wise. Allow me to backpedal a bit and start over. I would like to address the Christian who is listening to me right now. You know yourself, some of the huge struggles you've been through, some mighty roadblocks that just knocked the wind out of your sail, and the grueling experience of walking through some tough times. Have I touched a nerve yet? Think about what you are currently going through right now. Like, you feel the walls are closing in. You can't seem to get anything right. It's you versus the big bad world, and everything points to your inevitable defeat. Now, am I on the right page? Am I talking to somebody? Three fellows who loved God more than anything in the world. Three guys who learned from a long time that God delivers, that God takes care of you when you're up against a struggle, that God is greater and your God is a waymaker. They know all of that. Well, let me tell you something that you've probably already discovered for yourself. There are days you have no more fight left in you and you're desperately hoping for God to rush in and make things right and rescue you. But in that moment, it doesn't happen, and the enemy sees your vulnerability and he steps on the gas. So these boys, they were away from home in a foreign land. They did not migrate for a better life. They were kidnapped and dragged away against their own will. And as if that were not enough, the emperor of the country, a powerful guy, he came up with a crazy idea to twist things to suit himself. He built a golden image, like 9 feet 9 inches tall, mounted it on a high pedestal, and ordered people everywhere in his empire, when they hear the national orchestra sound, a loud, loud chord, people everywhere must stop and bow and pay homage to the statue. Our friends, these exiled Jewish boys, they were outraged. They can't make us do that. It's against our faith. You shall not bow down to any graven image or living thing. That was written in stone, and this is not going to happen to these three boys, no. Oh, did I tell you that there was a penalty for anyone who did not bow down? Stick around. Well, as tough as a leader can be, this one, he had a soft spot somewhere inside of him, and he did not want to impose the penalty of throwing those boys who did not bow in a fiery furnace. So the emperor scratched that first attempt and gave them a second chance, and he ordered the orchestra to be on cue. But these boys, they were determined to go down in a fire, if that is what it takes, rather than break one of their precious 10 commandments. The king did not want to be humiliated before millions of people, so he got furious when they did not bow the second time. He ordered that they turned up the heat from the furnace even hotter, had these boys tied up and thrown into the furnace of fire. What are we talking about? Being an overcomer? Well, they threw these grown men in the fire because they stuck to their faith principles. Nobody in their right minds expected these men to survive the furnace, but guess what? The king obviously did not know their God. Here's what Jesus told some of his friends one day. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16 and verse 33. Did you hear that? Jesus said that regardless of what the world may throw at you, the insults, the abuse, the criticisms, the persecution, the financial hardships, whatever may come up against you, just you walk in peace, child of God. Walk in confidence because I, Jesus, I have overcome the world. And if I have overcome the world, you can be sure that I have made of you an overcomer. By the way, who is an overcomer? That would be someone who has defeated something that was threatening to steal, kill, or destroy. That would be you, my friend, if you just trust God. Sometimes the fight seemed like forever, and you probably think that you must have done something wrong for God to be beating up on you like this. You obviously don't know God yet. God is about protecting, not harming you. God sincerely wants you to overcome, to be a premium overcomer, and He has made it possible for you to be what you could never imagine yourself to become. An overcomer. David was an overcomer. Joseph, the one who landed up in Egypt, he was an overcomer. Paul was a huge overcomer. Like, it seems as if once he became a child of God, so many things came at him to literally kill him. And he outlived them all. And just before he was executed, he wrote a message to his young friend, a message from an overcomer. Here's what the message said: "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8. You see, on your way to being an overcomer, you will have some stuff thrown at you. Fiery darts of the devil will be shot at you. You will go through some dark valleys of the shadow of death. Whatever they may be, and however frequently, a fresh round of trouble comes your way ever so often. You just stay in the fight, my friend, because this too shall pass. Storms die. Fires burn out. Bullets can only be used once. The roof may cave in. Whatever they may be, however monstrous their firepower, you are an overcomer. An overcomer wins. You've got to know that you are an overcomer, my friend, an authentic one too, in the name of the Lord. So, to all my friends who might be struggling with something threatening or something that might overwhelm you, on this day, I want you to know that I, Clyde, have stopped by your neck of the woods to tell you a huge piece of truth. And you've got to listen. You are an overcomer in the name of Jesus.